What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe. I'm back with another one. Let's get into it. So, California, the land of dreams, the land of Hollywood, has been having a lot of problems out there. Excuse me. I mean, a lot of problems out there. And it's been coming from the food industry. Now, I know y'all wondering, what you mean the food industry's out there in California? What's the problems? What's been happening? Well, if y'all remember, I did a video a while back about the governor of California, Greg Newsom, and how they was raising the minimum wage and the fat for fast food workers. And the minimum wage was being raised to $20. Now, this obviously made a lot of restaurant owners upset because now they have to pay $20. And some of these restaurants was starting to do what they can not to pay the money, which was lay off staff. One of those restaurants was Pizza Hut. When Pizza Hut started to lay off, I think it was anywhere from like a couple of hundred of their delivery drivers. And I got a lot of feedback from people about this. Some was good, some was bad. And the question that they was asking, well, can a union come in and fix this? Well, now it's still continuing out there because we have another issue that had started to raise some controversy. And this one deals with the governor and Panera Bread. And this problem is that when the governor signed a bill to raise the minimum wage for restaurant workers, Panera Bread was exempt from that, meaning that they didn't have to pay the $20 minimum wage. Now, this sparked a whole bunch of controversy because people were like, wait a minute. And other restaurant owners were like, why we got to pay and Panera Bread don't have to pay? And it started to come out, which is the owner of Panera Bread, Greg Flynn, has been very good friends with the governor. And he's also been a supporter and donor to his campaigns. So now, you all know where I'm going with this. All hell broke loose. Because it was like, okay, the governor's just doing this because he's looking out for his buddy. You know, he's donating him money. And so if for the people who don't donate to the governor's campaign, they got to pay this hike in minimum wage. So it's all type of stuff that started to hit the fan, all type of stuff that started to these attacks that started going towards the governor and Greg Flynn, owner of Panera Bread. And it got so out of hand that they made some changes in it. And the changes was that Panera Bread and Greg Flynn said that they was not going to be exempt from the minimum wage raise and that they were going to start paying the minimum wage raise for their locations. So let's just be honest, y'all. When I heard this, I was not shocked about hearing this news. You know, as to some people, like, oh my God, what is this? I was not shocked about this. Why should we be shocked about this? We shouldn't be shocked about this because we already know how the game is played. We know how the game is played. So when this came out, I can understand why other restaurant owners was upset. Because it's like, hey, why we got to pay? He ain't got to pay. Then like, okay, that's the governor's boy. So now it's this old favoritism crap. So we already know what happened and how they just went ahead and worked it out. Like, hey, you know what? to get rid of all the controversy and get rid of all the problems, I'm just going to go ahead and pay the minimum wage increase and just be done with it. But the question is it really done? Because now with this coming out, I'm pretty sure that reporters and all these other restaurant owners are going to try to do some type of digging and investigation into the governor to see what else that they can pull up about him, because, you know, they don't like what's happening. Now, that's just my opinion. Not saying that they are doing it, but that's just my opinion, because the box has been opened. So, yeah, they're going to try to find anything else that they can find to create the problems and probably try to say, let's try to get this guy out of office so we can put somebody else in office that's going to do things in our favor. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, because a lot of people who live in California, from what I've been reading, they don't have a problem with Governor Newsom and what he's been doing out there. They actually enjoy what he's doing out there. And they not to say take that back, not enjoy, but they support the things that he's doing out there. So I don't see him leaving office anytime soon. And I'm pretty sure he's been in the game and he knows what's about to happen. And he knows that when this came out, that pretty sure that some other stuff is going to come out. They're going to try to come after him. So he's a smart man. I'm pretty sure he's ready for it. But as I said, California, as far as the restaurant industry, there's been a lot of stuff happening out there. And I don't think that this is the end of it. I'm pretty sure some other things is going to come out. Some other problems are going to come out about the minimum wage increase. But my opinion is, I definitely 1,000% support the minimum wage increase. And I just hope that it spreads not just in California, but spreads out to other states. Because I'm pretty sure some people are not going to agree with me on this, and some people are. But you got to look at the things that's happening around right now. Times is changing. Price of things is going up. And you just can't expect people to try to make a living off $16 or $15 when you have these restaurants making billions and billions of dollars and the owners making billions of dollars. So, yeah, and it's not like you ain't got the money. You just don't want to pay. So I support the government saying, no, we're going to raise this tax increase. I mean, not the tax increase, but we're going to raise minimum wage. And also, too, California is a very expensive place to live. So $20 may not be much to some people, but for folks that's working in that industry, they're like, hey, it's a good start. It's a damn good start. So we just have to sit back and see what's going to happen. But you guys, let me know how you feel about this. Are you shocked about this coming out? Or are you just like, oh, no big deal. Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.